Northwestern.
Exciting times in Evanston as Northwestern hires a good basketball coach in Chris Collins. As I'm joined by Josh Walfish of the Daily Northwestern. Josh, how's it going?
I'm going well. How are you doing, Hank?
Good, good. Probably not as well as you because I guess the atmosphere in Northwestern and Evanston in general is really, really giddy and excited with the hire of Chris Collins, right?
Oh, it's remarkable. And talking with both athletic director Jim Phillips and coach Chris Collins, I don't think they anticipated how much excitement there's been around the men's basketball program, a program that in the last couple of years has gotten close to making that NCAA tournament and kind of breaking that everlasting streak. But it's exciting to know that there's so much excitement, given the fact that Chris Collins has yet to coach a single college basketball game.
Yeah, no question about that. Let's talk about this year before we talk about the future. Have you seen this team play yet? And if you have, in scrimmages or in practices or just what you've been hearing in general, what's like the mood around this team for this year?
It's a new era of Northwestern basketball. They're not concerned with what Bill Carmody did for the last 12 years, nor with the streak of consecutive years not making an NCAA tournament. They care only about the 2013-2014 season and setting that foundation for a program that will continuously make the NCAA tournament. So there's a lot of positive atmosphere around Northwestern. Everybody's healthy. They're going to go 10, maybe 11 deep this year. So a big change from the teams of the past year in Evanston.
No question, you're talking about how everybody's going to be healthy, and that includes Drew Crawford, who only played 10 games last year. What can we expect out of him this year?
Well, it's his senior year. It's his last hurrah, and I think there are a couple of NBA people that have been at games looking at Drew Crawford, and they're kind of on the fence about whether or not he could play at the next level, and this is going to be one of those big years for him to define whether or not he has a career in the National Basketball Association or over in Europe playing basketball. But I think for him, it's all about not putting too much pressure on himself and not thinking he's the only player on this team. There's a lot of other quality scoring options. You look at Jershon Cobb, Dave Sobolewski, a little bit more of a scorer at point guard, very good facilitator, but there's a lot more scoring options around Drew Crawford than there's been in the past. And Crawford is really focusing on making sure he doesn't do too much and take away from the team dynamic.
Yeah, and you're talking about all the scoring options that they have last year that they necessarily didn't have in years past. What aspect of this team, whether it be offensively, defensively, as a team, do they need to improve on the most from last year to this year? In other words, what is Chris Collins really focusing on in terms of style of play, or maybe defense, or interior rebounding? Is there a certain aspect of this team that's kind of taken more of an emphasis?
I don't know if there's a certain aspect that's taken more of an emphasis. I mean, you're talking about an entirely new system for Northwestern. They've been running that Princeton-style offense under Bill Carmody for 12 years, and
right,
almost every single one of these players was recruited to play the Princeton offense. So now, changing that up, they're trying to get that new offensive flow. They're trying to figure out the defense. But I think if there's one aspect that Northwestern is going to have to improve upon, it's going to be interior defense. And I think Cody Zeller, who played for Indiana, I think showed the best example of how to beat Northwestern was to get the ball inside to a big man and let them work against the smaller centers and forwards that Northwestern had, because they were looking for more athletic people, not necessarily the stereotypical Big Ten big man. So Alex Ola is heading into a sophomore year, played a lot of minutes last year, and it's going to be really up to him to anchor down that defense and not allow the Big Ten to take advantage of Northwestern's weakness, which is still inside the post.
Yeah, okay. So for this season, give me a best-case, worst-case scenario for this team, and it is the first year of the Chris Collins era. So what is it going to be like if all goes well? And on the contrary, what is it going to be like if nothing goes well?
Well, if nothing goes right, this is a team that's going to finish in the cellar of the Big Ten and, you know, will win somewhere between 10 and 12 games. It may be one or two in the Big Ten. if everything clicks, this is a team that could probably be seventh in the Big Ten and will make the NCAA tournament. You know, and it's kind of, I don't think they're bad enough to finish in the cellar, but I don't think they're really good enough to finish in the top half or close to the top half of the Big Ten. So I'm expecting them to really be somewhere here in 9th or 10th, you know, probably 6th and 12th in the Big Ten. But they'll have a lot of opportunities to prove themselves early in the non-conference season. So it'll be fairly interesting to see how this team progresses in the first month, because I think that will be a telltale sign to see how this team is going to look come Big Ten season.
And before we finish, I just want to talk about the future of Northwestern hoops. I know Chris Collins already got a recruit, a standout recruit for next year in Vic Law, and it seems like he's building the foundation for recruits to actually want to come play at Northwestern. What can you tell me about that?
I don't know a lot about it, but in talking to a lot of the people who know a lot about Northwestern recruiting, all signs are pointing up for Chris Collins. He's getting a lot of great recruits that Bill Cronin would not have gotten. And all of a sudden, he's going into homes. He's competing with the likes of Purdue, with Wisconsin, with Minnesota. All these teams that normally would be just a little bit ahead of Northwestern, now Northwestern's competing with these players. And you talk about Vic Law, you have Bryant McIntosh, a talented guard. There's a lot of other talented guards on the way that Chris Collins is recruiting. So all signs are pointing to this team being much better in years 3 and 4 of the Collins regime than they are going to be these next 2 years. And it's going to be up to Northwestern's fans to stay patient, because these 2 years, although there's a lot of talent, there's more talent than Northwestern's had in a long while, it's not going to be fitting to Chris Collins' system. So once he starts getting these recruits in, it's going to be a dangerous team to watch.
I went through the phase with Tom Crean at Indiana, and it took a few years for him to get the recruits and become the power that they usually are. I'm excited for Northwestern hoops. I think you guys deserve this. I think this is long coming, and I can't wait for the Chris Collins regime to be in full stride. So with that said, Josh Wallfish of the Daily Northwestern, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, Hank.